Reading poetry. What a delightful thing to do. I'm going to read you a poem in a minute because I'm setting out on a journey to explore what happens when I read poetry aloud to other people. Some thoughts will come into my mind, some memories may pop up, some challenges will happen along the road during the month of November. I'm somebody who delights in the ability of the human voice to become a musical instrument, delights in the vocal variety of individuals, the extraordinary diversity of accents, tonality, volume, and expressiveness of the way in which we humans speak to each other. That's why I'm going to start with playing you a recording of a very famous Irish poet, perhaps the most famous Irish poet, reading a poem which, by the way, he didn't like all that much in the end. The most famous poem he's ever written. So here is The Lake Isle of Innisfree, read by William Butler Yeats.
I will arise and go now and go to Innisfree, and a small cabin build there, clay and wattles made. 9 bean rows will I have there, a hive for the honey bee, and live alone in the beaver's glade. And I shall have some peace there, for peace comes dropping slow, dropping from the veils of morning to where the cricket sings. There midnight's all a glimmer, and noon a purple glow, and evening full of brilliant wings. I will arise and go now, for always night and day I hear lake water lapping with low sound for the shore. When I stand on the roadway or on the pavement's grey, I hear it in the deep heart's core.
I will arise and go now, and go to Innisfree, and a small cabin build there, of clay and wattles made. 9 bean rows will I have there, and a hive for the honey bee, and live alone in the bee-loud glade. And I shall have some peace there, for peace comes dropping slow, dropping from the veils of the morning, to where the cricket sings. There midnight's all a glimmer, and noon a purple glow, and evening full of the linnet's wings. I will arise and go now, for always night and day I hear lake water lapping with slow sounds by the shore, while I stand on the roadway or on the pavement's grey, I hear it in the deep heart's core. I will arise and go now and go to Innisfree. I will arise and go now and go to Innisfree, and a small cabin built there of clay and wattles made. Clay and wattles made. 9 bean rows will I have there, a hive for the honey bee, and live alone in the bee loud glade. And live alone in the bee loud glade. And I shall have some peace there, for peace comes dropping slow. Peace comes dropping slow, dropping from the veils of the morning to where the cricket sings. There, midnight's all a glimmer. There, midnight's all a glimmer, and noon a purple glow, and evening full of the linnet's wings, and evening full of the linnet's wings. I will arise and go now, for always night and day I hear lake water lapping with low sounds by the shore. Lake water lapping with the low sounds by the shore, while I stand on the roadway, while I stand on the roadway, or on the pavement's grey, or on the pavement's grey, I hear it in the deep heart's core, I hear it in the deep heart's core.